Among the notable features of this year's Oscar nominations and upcoming awards is the presence and impact of short subject documentaries, which are finding an audience thanks to the ease of downloading and sharing a video, and because filmmakers are increasingly finding backing due to the increased demand for content. A decade ago, the story of Joe Feingold, for instance, would probably never have been made into an Oscar-nominated documentary short. The fact that it is nominated is why we return to this segment. About a violin, Joe Feingold saw at a flea market in Frankfurt, Germany in 1947. Feingold had survived the Holocaust and just wanted to play again. Joe's violin was back in its dusty old case in his New York home when he heard this appeal on our sister classical music station WQXR. Then station manager Graham Parker asked people to donate their unused instruments as a way of opening opportunities for people to play who might never otherwise find the joy of playing music.
The WQXR instrument drive is on. We want to put 1,000 musical instruments into the hands of New York City students.
My name is Joseph Feingold. I live in New York City.
Joseph Feingold is our donor of the day.
Joe's in his 90s. He couldn't play anymore, but also listening to the radio on that day was independent filmmaker Kahani Cooperman, driving to work on 12th Avenue in Midtown. What she heard resulted in the making of the film Joe's Violin, now nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary Short.
Through WQXR, they put me in touch with Joe Feingold, who was open to meeting with me, and I knocked on his door, and I wanted to see what he was like and what the story actually was. And it was, you know, I walked out an hour later knowing that I had to follow this violin and I had to tell the story.
Well, here's the story of Joe Feingold telling Kahani where he got this violin in 1947.
My brother and I went to the flea market. We came across the violin. So we got the violin for a carton of cigarettes. I walked the streets and I played the violin. It reminded me of my young years before the war.
His early life with his family in Warsaw was full of music. His mom especially was incredibly influential in his life and in handing down this love of music. He was one of three sons that they all played the violin. They all sang together. And unfortunately, as history took control of things, the family was separated and some people survived and some didn't. So that sound, and it's a testament to just the power of music, just brought him back to when life was normal and beautiful. And, you know, he kept that violin with him for the next 70 years. So at age 91, you know, got on a bus and took it to Lincoln Center on that first day of the drive and handed it over.
People who really want to learn how to play the violin from someone who loved an instrument in his early days, we can help you with that.
Absolutely.
Right, at WQXR.
Absolutely.
We got that covered.
The instrument drive was, when we came up with the idea of doing this, I think what makes Joseph's story so special was just this was the exact idea we were going for, was this idea of passing a legacy from one person to the next, passing memories, passing stories, passing opportunities. And I think that's what Joseph's violin represents so perfectly.
We have very exciting news to share with you all today. There's a man named Joseph, and Joseph is a Holocaust survivor. His hope is that it'll bring a similar happiness and comfort to a young life. And we are choosing one student to play on it during their time here at Big League. And the student that we have chosen, she really shows a unique ability to show her emotion through her violin. So we are so excited to announce that the student that we have chosen is Brianna.
And so you meet Brianna.
Yes.
What's that like?
She's amazing. So Brianna Perez is at the time when we were filming and when she received a violin as a 12-year-old seventh grader. She goes to the Bronx Global Learning Institute for Girls. It's in the nation's poorest congressional district. The school is spectacular. And in addition to the academic curriculum, they believe in arts and education. And so every girl who attends from kindergarten on up learns string instruments, particularly the violin. That's how they start out. And it's every single day. And so Brianna had entered as a first grader, and it's by lottery. I mean, she literally won the lottery going to this school full of so many caring teachers and administrators, and it's just in a really special place. And so she had stood out to the teachers as someone who was especially passionate about the violin, and they thought that she might be someone who could appreciate the history. And as it turned out, she more than appreciated it. It's like she feels it.
Everyone has those days where it's like dark for them, but most people find their light, and my light is playing the violin.
So at this point, you're just like, this was magic.
I mean, just when they did the first meeting, when they kind of, when Joseph walked into the classroom to meet Brianna when she had the instrument, it was like there was not a dry eye in the house. It was a spectacular moment. This girl possesses something quite deep, and her love of music is quite profound.
As Graham just described, it was one of the most moving moments I've ever experienced. In terms of filmmaking and storytelling, I didn't know if they were going to connect or not. I hoped that they might. And the remarkable thing is when Brianna invites him to the school and he accepts her invitation and he goes and they have this afternoon together, the connection was profound and deep. And you see that it's not just him giving her something. She's giving him something as well. And it's incredibly touching.
Dear Mr. Feingold, thank you very much for donating your special violin. The first time I played on your violin, I loved the immense and gorgeous sharp sound. Was also speechless when Miss Coco called my name. Music was made a huge impact on my life. I would love to invite you to BGLID so I can meet you. I am thankful every day that I have the opportunity to play on your beautiful violin.
If any of a million circumstances had changed between 1947 and today, this story would not be told.
I feel really grateful and so excited to share the story with so many people. There's no bells and whistles in this film. It's just kind of a pure story. This small act had great ramifications that affected a lot of different people. No one more so than this now 93-year-old man and this now 13-year-old girl, who are forever connected through the power of music.
Kahani Cooperman is director of the Oscar-nominated Joe's Violin, and Graham Parker is the former general manager of our sister station, WQXR.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.